Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Welcome, everybody, and happy back from your holidays and happy fall. So we're into the last quarter of this year, and it's a pretty amazing time because we get to really complete in the year of the nine any remaining areas in our life that we would like to have complete so that we could move into new beginnings, which is the number one next year. So it's a beautiful time of the year. We're also in a Mercury retrograde, so anything that needs to come up to be cleared communication-wise will come up. And we just have so many wonderful energies that are just moving through in this life right now. And if you stay in the vibrations of love, you'll feel more of that flow. And if you stay in the vibration of fear, you'll feel more of that vibration. So it's an opportunity to really move your consciousness, your beingness, and your heartfulness into a place that's very nurturing, very alive, and very much in a peaceful, beautiful way. So that's what this show is about, including in taking phone calls for messages. It's also about how to wake up the inner spirit in a way that creates a oneness with pure love, pure joy, pure peace, prosperity, health, and vitality by moving into that connection with the universe and allowing the creation of the universe to deliver rather than attempting to have the ego do all the work. And that becomes a lot more stressful. So we have a meditation that's going to be coming up as well as some announcements. So let's go ahead and do our meditation, and then we'll get into the announcements before we do the readings. So if you can close your eyes and take some deep, deep, deep breaths inside. And just notice if your breath is in the upper part of your body or is it in the lower part of your body, where's your breath? Allowing that breath to bring you to a deeper place, a place of tranquility, a place of joy, and a place of peace inside. Taking another deep breath and just becoming aware if your mind is present in the moment or active in shadowbox mode. And if it is active, rather than judging it, just allow it to move with the imaginary clouds away from your attachment, your attention to it, or any fixation around it. And allowing your breath and your heart to be your focal point. And then noticing in your body whether the body is relaxed or if it's tight. And As you take another deep breath, just allow any part of the body that could be tense or tight to just become more peaceful, more restful, and more relaxed. As you breathe all the way in, just let go anything and everything that's not in alignment with a peaceful, joyful, loving place. Sometimes when we get caught up in the complexities, our mind becomes so active that we forget what it feels like to just be silent, just be present, and to just be peaceful. Choosing peace means letting go of anything that contradicts that peacefulness. Choosing joy means looking inside and being in that joy rather than looking outside for something to make you happy. And choosing inner love means connecting to that place that nurtures and pampers every part of you that requires more nurturing and pampering for a whole, complete way. And as you allow your breath to just bring you to a place of calmness, a place of joy and peace, allow yourself to slowly come back into the room, just being very present of where your attention is at, where your body is resting, if it's sitting on a chair, what's going on? Where's your feet planted in your hands? Just notice if inside what's happening inside, if there's any areas now that you're more conscious of the present moment, tuning in and see if there's any areas inside of you that require more nurturing or more peacefulness or more love. And just give yourself permission to go to those areas, whether it's in your head or your heart or the body, and just send it more love. Almost like you're the observer now instead of the participant. And as you breathe all the way in, coming very present of this experience, you do have a choice as to whether to resist it, to fight it, or to embrace it and allow it to move through and out if it's not aligned with a oneness of joy and love and peace. And when you're ready, you can slowly come back into the room, giving yourself a nice big hug. It's always fun to do these meditations because it really reminds us of being very present. Sometimes we get so caught up in our daily life that we forget to stop and smell the roses, whether they're imaginary or real. So this is an opportunity for you to really give yourself the time to just stop everything that you're doing and come back to the present moment and just allow yourself to experience what that feels like inside, the love, the joy, the peace, and then taking that and sharing that with the outer world rather than looking to the outer world to give you something. And so I noticed some people came on during the meditation. Welcome, 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 love, love, love. And you can always go back and listen to the recordings there in the archives and experience this amazing, beautiful meditation. Some of it was actually channeled and some of it was actually just really just very present with this beautiful time right now that we're in is the Mercury retrograde. And some people really look at the Mercury as something they don't want to experience, but I look at it as it's an opportunity to really align more with love rather than aligning more with fear. Because when you align more with love, then the retrograde flows in a very nurturing and pampering way for you. And when you align more with fear, the Mercury retrograde kind of creates a lot more chaos than is necessary. So it's a wonderful opportunity to really go inside and see where you're putting your attention and how you're giving your power to certain experiences. And it's an opportunity to reclaim your power and to reclaim the beauty of what this year is really all about. It is a completion year. It's the year of the nine. There's a portal going on this weekend on 9/9. It's a beautiful, amazing time to experience love at a very heightened level. It's an opportunity to really align yourself away from the fears and the insecurities and move more into the vibration of love. And so if you mention this show and you're interested in having a private session during that time, I do have a couple of slots left open in the afternoon. It's Pacific Standard Time afternoon. And you can contact me and experience the portal. I hold the vibration through channeling these expansive, pure, loving beings, the archangels, the Christ love, and universal love. And we can do angel messages or activation sessions, a coaching session, or an energy alignment session. And you get to really experience more of who you are, your inner spirit, having an experience in a human form rather than the humanist trying to create conflicts with separation and struggles and fears and insecurities. And the humanist doesn't have to go through that. Once it reaches a certain vibratory place, it starts to become more in aligned. And it's such a beautiful experience once you get there. It's an energy vibration that you're continually transmuting and expanding into. And once you reach that certain vibratory place, life becomes very vibrant and very loving and very peaceful, and the creating from the universe rather than the human ego creating is totally different. There's a lot more of trust and faith and openness to allowing rather than trying to force and push and make things happen that the ego loves to have, the instant gratification, which, why wouldn't it, you know? It's kind of a nice thing to have. So anyway, it's kind of fun. So the next blog talk, I thought I would see how it would flow to have it twice a month rather than once a month, is going to be on September 20th at 11 o'clock. So you can tune in. If you're interested in having a reading in advance, I encourage you to make a donation by going to Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love, and you can make a donation, and that immediately puts you in the beginning time slot as an opportunity to get your reading rather than having to wait or sometimes even miss the opportunity because of a long number of callers. So it's a wonderful experience for you. And I sometimes like to do specials before we take the calls, and I'm being inspired and guided to do that. So I'm going to offer a wonderful special. I created these products. They're meditation. I'm certified as a hypnotist. There are meditation types of products that have different focal points. Some of them are stress reduction, which doesn't seem like anybody has stress these days. My joke. And also some CDs that have nature sounds, and one that opens the heart to higher higher appreciation and the mind to higher gratitude, and a whole bunch of other relaxation CDs. They also come in MP3s, and I also have MP4s. If you mention Blog Talk and you're seriously interested in getting them, you'll get a nice discount. And you can also get an online series. It's a four-part MP3 or MP4 version that helps to awaken and activate your inner spirit. And it has a meditation with it and messages that are channeled that help to support your purpose and your mission in moving through life and having more of a oneness connection with a higher vibration of love and joy and peace, which moves you away from the vibrations of fears and insecurities and negativities and limitations to that of prosperity and love and joy and peace. And so it's four parts, and it's also a wonderful experience. You can get to enjoy, and they're all on the website. Again, that's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. So if you're interested in having a reading, it's a one-question reading. Let me give you the phone number first. It's 347-996-5068, and then you click on the number one, and that'll put you in the queue for the reading. I ask people to really stay focused in on one question, make it as specific as you possibly can so that I could go on to as many callers as I can during the show. After the show, if I do not get to everybody, you can make a donation and then I can quickly do a reading for you. So that's another opportunity versus, you know, going on the website and paying that way or waiting until next month. So if we don't get through all the callers and you're interested in having that, you can go ahead and do a quick donation and then just either type in the chat box that you did do a donation, or I periodically will check my email because I have it up and I get a notification that an email came through and then I can check it for you. Okay, so if you're new to the show, what I do ask is when I do the reading is that you stay very present with your heart being very open and so that I can tune into your spirit guides and the angelic realm. And allow your question again to be very specific. And so I'm going to start off with the 917. I do ask after the reading if that's something that you're interested in exploring with your own spiritual path and would like to review the website and get involved in some of the events, some of the private sessions, the products, or the online series. And if you are interested, they're not free. This is how I support myself. So I do want you to, with integrity, be aware of that. So if you're interested, just say yes, please, and then I will contact you. Or if you'd rather look at it on your own and get back with me, then just say I'll get back with you, and then I will respect that. And you can go ahead and check it out. And if you're interested, let me know. Okay, so that's the only thing I do ask. Is after the reading, I will ask you that. And so we'll go ahead and get started with 917, and you've been amazingly patient. Hope you're enjoying this experience. And so what? Tell me your name, please, and the state you're calling from.
Good afternoon, beautiful. My name is Tina, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, Tina, New Jersey girl.
Yes.
I like to play with it. I like to play with the East Coast girlies.
Really? Are you on the West Coast?
I'm on the West Coast, but this body's originally from the East, so that's why I have the right to play.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Are you new to this show?
Yes, I've never recognized.
Oh, well, welcome, because I don't recognize your energy. Well, thank you. How did you hear about the show?
Blog Talk.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to seeing what message we can give for you today. So if you can ask your specific question, I can tune in and see what they would like me to tell you.
I'd like to ask about my relationship with my friend Sean.
Okay, so how long have you been dating Sean?
I've been known him for a year.
Okay, good, because when there's a time frame that's more than like a month, I'm able to tune into the energy cords of both of you and so forth, so it helps me to see. Okay, so I'm definitely, my gosh, I'm seeing tons and tons of light around you two. My heart goes on fire. The first thing I heard was that it's a soul connection. So it looks like it started off as a karmic connection, which means that there were a lot of lessons. The way I define karmic is that there were a lot of lessons you had to learn from each other. And within the 6 months, it seemed to have shifted. I don't know if you shifted it from just a friendship to more of a romantic during that time frame, 6 months. It could have been maybe in the 4 month time frame. But around that time frame is when things started to become almost like you became aware and so forth. I am hearing with regard to him that there's still some things that he's processing through. Do you have like a side-by-side, or is there still some bumps in the road with feelings on his end?
Yes, he was divorced. He was freshly divorced, so that's what you're seeing.
Okay, so there's a bumps in the road. Yeah, so that makes sense on why it didn't start off really quick and that he had to process. That's the karmic stuff that he had to complete. So you're going to have to be somewhat patient with this. I am seeing October. I don't know what that means, but I am seeing October. So there's something about October. So you're going to have to be patient.
His birthday is in October.
Well, there's something affirmation. Yeah, if you want a big reading, I can see what his numerology is and kind of tune in and really go into that. But on this show, I really kind of keep it light and fluffy. And how long have you met him beforehand? I'm out of the reading portion. So have you met him before, or you just met him like a year ago? Like, did you know him before?
No, we grew up together.
That's what I was getting.
Yeah, we were
okay,
in
good.
Elementary
good.
School.
Since he's together.
Yeah. This, it's beautiful. Man, I would love to do a big reading on you. my goodness, there's so much energy around you, too. What's his name?
Sean.
His name is Sean? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just curious, is he a little younger than you?
A year
younger. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
You're right. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just getting like little glimpses of messages here, like younger and all that kind of stuff. So I was curious to see if what they were saying was accurate. Do you want me to contact you after the show and let you look at the website and see if you want to get involved in any of the things I'm offering?
Absolutely. It sounds like I would like to get a numerology reading.
I know.
Compatibility. I'm just like so excited. I have other things going on as well.
I feel so connected to you. It's just like one message after another. Sometimes when I don't feel as clear of connection with people, I'm always like, you know, if you're interested in getting involved in some of the things, but I just feel so, you could see how clear the messages are. There's just a connection there. So, did you get the website?
No, I didn't get it yet, but I've been asking it for like, what's the website?
I'm sorry, we're both talking at the same time. It's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. And is the phone number that you called on, because I'm not going to repeat it on the air, the actual number you want me to call you back on?
Okay. Yes, that's fine.
Is that the number? Okay, so I'm sorry. What were you going to say before we both started talking at the same time?
No, I was just saying, I've been abstinent for 3 years, and I pray all day, so my spirit is extremely clear. Yes, I'm like a monk, so I'm like, of course, I know exactly what you're talking
about. I hear you, girl. That is pretty amazing. You get to a point where you just, a lot of people do that because it's such an important thing to really get a deep relationship with yourself as a person and then take yourself to the next level. And you obviously are very committed to bringing yourself. Your energy is very clean, and that's why it was really easy to read you. Your heart's extremely open. You just have a really pure beingness. I mean, you still have lessons, don't get me wrong. As long as we're on the planet, there's still going to be lessons. But, you know, you've gone through some interesting times, and I'll just leave it at that for now. So I'm kind of excited to see. So check out the website, and we'll be in touch. In the meantime, I'm just very blessed that you decided to come on to the show and enjoy the experience. And I hope you stay for the remainder of the 6-plus minutes we do a closing meditation and kind of go from there. You're welcome, love. Thanks for being here. Precious person. I love when we get precious people on the air. It's always a pleasure. Again, if you're interested in having a one-question reading, we only have 6 or 5 minutes left, but the phone number is 347-996-5068. I know that some people with the holidays just came back. Last show, we had a whole stream of callers, so I guess we're a little slow today, so it's kind of a little breathing. It's nice. So our next show is going to be on the 20th. It's going to be at 11 o'clock the same time. I moved the show from Monday to Tuesday due to a class that I'm teaching. So I look forward to having you be part of that show. And again, this special, if you mention Blog Talk for the products, is any CD or MP3 or ebook or MP4 is $10 instead of the regular price if you mention the Blog Talk in the next 48 hours. And so let's go ahead and if we don't have any more callers, let's go ahead. I noticed that we have some people that just recently logged in. You can also ask questions there, although the phone is always the best. But since we only have like 4 minutes left, if you're interested in having a donation-based reading after the show, then go ahead and do that just to be honorable of getting your reading. So you have an opportunity to do that. And the phone number again is 347-996-5068. And the website is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. Okay, so let's go ahead and close our eyes and welcome back from a long weekend and the holiday. And welcome to this amazing month of September. So many things are coming up in this month. We, again, have the 9-9 portal. And very important to be very present. If you can get an opportunity to go into nature during that time and just meditate, it's such an amazing time to connect to the vibrations of love and to really feel the portal energy, which a portal is basically a higher vibration of energy that comes through on the planet. And it streams this vibration of love. And so if you're tuned in and sensitive, you'll feel it. If your energy is in fear, you won't feel it as much. So this is an opportunity for you to move your energy from fear, insecurity, or negativity, or limitation to that of prosperity and love. And so I want you to just kind of close your eyes and feel that energy of love, what that feels like inside, that vibration. The opportunity of really moving more centered into that place. And feel what that feels like to just be very present with the vibration of love. What does that feel like in the mind? What does that feel like in the heart as you go deep inside and in the body? As you become very receptive to the pureness of the vibration of love. Taking another deep breath and just allowing yourself to just be very present with the pure energy. Continuing to breathe all the way in. And then slowly coming back into the room, allowing yourself to just be very present with that energy as it goes all the way from the top of the head all the way down to the base of the feet, back all the way up to the top of the head, all the way to the right side, which is the feminine, to the left side, which is the masculine side. And as it moves out beyond the aura of your presence of your body, you get to experience this beautiful love within and in your immediate surroundings. Noticing this vibration. And as you take three deep, deep, deep breaths, just breathe out of your mouth, letting go of anything that's not in alignment with this love. And I look forward to seeing you all next in a couple of weeks, actually, the 20th. In the meantime, you have a beautiful rest of the day and a beautiful rest of the week. And remember to stay in the vibration of love. Peace and blessings.